This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This morning, an update on the Roseburg Dream Center and co-director Jeremy Grammett in. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, super happy to be with you.
So talk about what's been going on. Busy, I'm sure, as always.
Yeah, we actually just celebrated a year as the directors, and so we've kind of just been looking at what we accomplished over the year, and we've had about a 400% increase in what the Dream Center has been able to do in the community.
So is that all from demand increasing or just more people knowing about what's available?
Actually, it's been a combination of both, and so you know, I know that Holly and I's heart has been to be able to reach more, and so we've you know, been working to do that, but also the need has been so much greater.
What kinds of needs have you been seeing?
So even working families and things like that, as the cost of products and things have gone up, obviously everybody understands economically what we're going through, and so it's just created a greater need for people to have services.
And talk about what services you are providing these days.
So we function primarily as a food pantry and a clothing boutique. All the services are free. We are recognized as one of the main pantries in the Roseburg area, along with Fish Pantry and things like that. And so we're feeding over 1,000 households every month and clothing over 1,000 households every month in Roseburg.
Wow. So where does this food come from?
So a lot of it comes from Feed Oregon, which is the organization that's state-run that supplies to like organizations like UCAN. So UCAN probably provides about 80% of the food that we get as a pantry, but we've also had wonderful support from local businesses, grocery outlet, Safeway, Fred Meyer, and so they've also been huge donors.
And how do you keep track of all this food coming in and going out? I understand. I mean, it's a lot of work, it sounds like.
Yeah, so there's an awesome computer system that helps us keep track of how many pounds of food we're giving out, how many people are being reached, because we can only, right now at the Dream Center, we're only able to help each household once a month. And so just because of the demand and how much we have in supply. The other thing is we've got wonderful volunteers that are serving so faithfully right now. And so without those volunteers, we couldn't keep up with what we're doing.
So how many square feet do you have for the food?
I'm glad you mentioned that. We actually, our building is just over 7,000 square feet right now, and we are using every inch of that space. In fact, we have had to expand for some storage so that we could actually have more product, both clothing and food, to meet the demand.
And talk about how you're funded.
So we've functioned with grants in the past, and there were some things, but right now we are actually looking for people that would be willing to partner with us on a monthly basis. We're supported by the local faith community, and so we have some churches that that support us. I would say probably 25% of our funding comes from just people locally, and then we have generous donors. I'm really wanting to partner with businesses that would like to do year-end giving or things like that as we're getting ready to close out this year and open up our budget for next year.
And when you have the clothing, is that pretty much all age ranges?
We have everything from children all the way up to full-size adult. I know that, you know, typically women's clothing, we get more of that. So there's always a need for men's clothing. We take donations all throughout the week. Our hours are Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then we're also open now on Mondays, 4 to 7 p.m. We opened that up last April. And so that provides another space for people to bring donations in.
So along with you and your wife, how many volunteers do you think you have?
Right now, we're probably, we have a steady group of probably about 15 to 20 that are there faithfully every week. And then we have ones that can only come in periodically. But I would say right now we have probably 30 or more active volunteers.
And what kinds of things do you have them doing?
So everything from sorting food, because we take bring in food allocations at least a couple times a week. And so we have many times we have to weigh that food and process it, get it into the shelves and things like that. We're constantly sorting clothes that are donated. We're constantly, you know, getting those clothes, you know, hung up on hangers and or ironed or things like that. Then there's general just interacting with the people and building relationship with those that are coming in, because we don't just want to meet the physical needs of people. The heart of the Dream Center is to also meet the emotional and spiritual needs.
And as we are going into the fall season, are you doing as much out and interfacing with the homeless community?
Yeah, so we have a big outreach that we're going to do for Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is on a Sunday this year. We fed almost 240 people out in the camps last year. If anybody wants to be involved, our church, Faith Foundry Church, that Holly and I pastor at, is partnering with the Dream Center, and then all those that volunteer with the Dream Center and our outreach for Under the Bridge. So it's kind of a big conglomerate. We're going to feed at least 300 of the homeless in the community with a nice Christmas Eve dinner.
And, of course, that'll be a big effort to get ready for that one.
Yeah, so we'll be getting notices out, taking donations and things like that. We typically prepare hams and the typical, like, Christmas dinner. It's quite an effort to put it all together, but I think we had over 100 volunteers last year that helped make it happen.
Wow. So a lot going on. Anything else that you want to let folks know about?
Yeah, there's always room. If you want to be involved at any level, there's always room for volunteering. And if you want to come and partner with us, if you want to find out more about the Dream Center, we really invite you to come on down and just check it out. We love having people come in, just walk around, find out what we're doing. Many people still in our community don't even know the Dream Center exists. And so we invite anybody to come down. We're located on Diamond Lake Boulevard. Our address is 2555 Northeast Diamond Lake Boulevard. Come check it out. If you want to volunteer, we'll give you an application. We'll sit down and talk to you about what might work for you schedule-wise and some things that you can do. We really love to partner with organizations in the community.
And what's your phone number over there?
The phone number is 673. Oh, my goodness. I think I forgot. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you my phone number because you can reach the director at 541-784-5072.
With all the technology, we often don't even know our own numbers anymore. I know how it goes. All right, Jeremy Graham, co-director of the Roseburg Dream Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:39 at the Morning Report.